Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 15th of May, partly cloudy on 30 degrees Celsius here in Auroville, and today we can expect periods of clouds and sun, and over the night partly cloudy. Temperatures from low of 29 to high 41 with heat index on 45 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Chance on precipitation is on 5%. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated to 85%. Water Group, Auroville Council, FMC, TDC and Working Committee ask us to save water because we are facing a water crisis. They're asking us to conserve water wherever we can. And there are many tips how to switch off the overflowing water tanks and how to water our plants without using too much and so forth. The Resident Assembly decision-making campaign on restructuring TDDC has started and we are encouraged to participate in this process. We can vote online or we can vote on paper. Online we can vote between 13 to 27. The manual voting will happen on Saturday 27 at PTDC between 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and at Solar Kitchen between 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Otherwise, the Auroville Council and the Working Committee have formed a new team of executives for the Mater Mandir, which are Arosil, Eric, Herman Shekar, John, Jyoti Naoki-Eri, Louis Cohen, and Vladimir. And the Council and the Working Committee want to ensure that the transition between the outgoing and the incoming team is as smooth and responsibly done as possible. So for this, they propose to facilitate a handover period. As some of the members of the incoming team are expected to be currently out of the station, they propose that the new team of executives participate in the transition upon their return and assume responsibility latest on August 1st for a period of 4 years. The outgoing team will be requested to continue as executives until the new team assumes office. And they offer their immense gratitude toward the outgoing team of executives for their colossal work done and dedication they have shown as Mater Mandir executives. Here's also information from Working Committee that the first adult registration camp will be held in Auroville from 24th to 30th of May at Auroville Foundation Building. It will be initially open only to Aurovillians and their children. They are trying to make it possible for newcomers, but there is still an issue if they need a proof of address from Auroville Foundation. For children below 5, one parent's other can be used as proof of ID. Enrollment is free. Change of address or photo will be also possible against a fee of 25 rupees. If you are interested, you need to write immediately to adar@auroville.org.in with the number of people in your family who will need adar card or change of address, specify full name and age. From Working Committee, you will receive a confirmation. The Auroville Film Festival is coming up and it's time to submit your films or suggest great film for the Human Unity section. To suggest film into the category of films that develop the theme of human unity, you need to drop a copy of the film to Nilan at office in Tai Chi Hall at Charanga, or you can call them on 262-31187 by the end of May. To submit films into the category of films that develop the theme of human unity, you need to go on the Film for Acon Festival, Auroville Film Festival link, and the deadline is June 15. To submit film into any other categories by Aurovillians about Auroville, by students of Auroville, you need to go on the same link and the deadline is July 31st. And here are some announcements for the summer. Pre-creche is open in summer for children born from March 2015 to February 2016. This will be an experiment and preparation for the next year. They open 3 days, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, for 3 weeks, between 9 a.m. to lunchtime. The program is scheduled to start 22nd of May and it will end on 9th of June. A detailed program is planned and will be shared with the parents on the day of the proposed meeting, which will be held on 20th of May, Saturday, 9:30 a.m. at Pre-Creche Campus. Parents are requested to attend this meeting without failure. Kindergarten summer program At Centerfield, they're offering during 4 weeks a summer program of crafts, games, swimming pool and more to children age of 4 to 7. But not for Jarlam and Yellow Group. On Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays between 9 a.m. to 12. From today, Monday 15 and Friday 26th of May at Nandanam Kindergarten, and from Monday 29th of May until Friday 9th of June at Kindergarten. There will be no lunch and no school bus. Parents are requested to pick up their child on time. And here's an announcement from the free store that in the summer months, May and June, the free store will be open only in the morning from 9 to 12:30 p.m. from Monday to Saturday. And from the new open Nimtree Eatery, they're happy to announce the running of low-cost vegetarian eatery with a number of vegan options. The eatery is situated in Mahalakshmi Park, right behind the Orville Library, next to Solar Kitchen. And they offer homemade food, firewood dosa and paratas, and seasonal fruit juices and Tamil Nadu appam. Opening hours between 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. and on Tuesdays they have holidays. They won't be accepting no cash, they accept only financial service account and Oro card. From the Kulapalan Culture Center comes any information about the summer camp to village children like last year. This year their topic is Goodbye Plastic Bag. They will create an awareness program for 1 week about teaching children and youth on how to keep an environment clean and healthy. For these awareness programs, they will use tools of theater, arts, films, craft, work, games, all around. Of course, on the theme Goodbye Plastic Bag. This summer program will end with a big event for the villagers to inform them about their project. After the training, they will go to the shops and offer their clothes bags as a donation to startups to get rid of plastic bags. They will put posters in the shops and village, which the children created during the summer camp. They are working on a voluntary basis and they stitch already 500 beautiful bags out of the second-hand clothes. Your kind donations are really welcome to helping them to make this awareness program successful. And they thank you us for the collaboration or for our generous donation, which can be given on the account number 102609. At Cinema Paradiso, this week will be in the theme of world politics, and today we will see documentary The Power of Nightmares, The Rise of the Politics of Fear, made in UK in 2004 and directed by Adam Curtis. Tomorrow, documentary and biography, The Internet's Own Boy, The Story of Aaron Schwartz, made in USA in 2014 and directed by Brian Kappenberger. On Wednesday, we can see Invisible Empire, made in USA in 2010, directed by Jason Bremer. Don Miguel Ruiz wrote, "The heart is in direct communion with the human soul, and when the heart speaks, even with the resistance of the head, something inside you changes. Your heart opens another heart, and true love is possible." Thank you for listening to us, and we wish you a happy summer. You can reach us on orgelradio.org.